Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Patricia, familiar voice from Cornerstone Chambers in the house with us.
Hello.
Hi. You brought me lots of guests today.
I love it.
We have Lauren and Pat. Before we get to those two, I kind of wanted to let you give me the 411 and everyone. What is Young Professionals with the Chamber all about?
I am so glad that you asked, because any young professional, classified individual under 40-ish, obviously the people that try to sneak into our events all the time.
I love it.
That's a chamber member of Cornerstone Chamber, has an opportunity to do that. And what they are is we have an executive committee, and they help plan all of our events, and they're amazing because then I don't have to do it.
Yeah.
And we go all over. And there's usually a speaker or a takeaway. We do professional development courses once a quarter, as well as different fundraisers and things. And that's why we're here today, because we've got some fun happening.
Exactly. Now, really quickly, before we get into the fundraiser, which is what we're actually going to talk about, maybe I want to be a part of the Young Professionals group. How can I do that?
Well, you can get a hold of us. You can actually go to their Facebook page. We just started that, Chamber Young Professionals.
Okay.
You can get a hold of the chamber. And most of the time, someone contacts us and says, I would like to be a part of the Chamber of Young Professionals. And 9 times out of 10, they're already a chamber member, which means they are automatically accesses, they can access the Young Professionals. You come to an event, we get you on the list, we start communicating with you. It's pretty easy.
Fantastic, and it's great for networking.
It's amazing. That's the staple of business, is people like doing business with people they like, people that they know they're going to like. And if you don't know that you like someone, the only way you can do that is by networking and meeting people that will refer them.
Exactly. And one of those members is sitting right here. And Lauren Knievis wears, many hats. Lauren,
I guess
you are a young professional. You are co-business owner of Lazy Ballerina. And now you are taking on, is it new? What else is it? What else are you wearing a hat for now?
So I am involved in the Lake Michigan Shore Wine Trail on the marketing committee. So to help promote our area wineries, all of the wineries now that are in Southwest Michigan are part of Lake Michigan Shore Wine Trail. So.
And this is kind of where the fundraiser that you guys have created, Young Professionals, ties in a bit. I have a feeling that you kind of helped put this together as far as the wines that are participating goes. So how do we come up with wanting to do a wine tour? Because that's where we're getting at. The fundraiser is going to be a wine tour visiting 5 different wineries. Who came up with that? You?
I think Pat actually came up with that. And
Pat is also here. Hi, Pat.
Yeah. I like wine a lot, so that's why Lauren and I get along. Yeah.
And then Pat connected with Patricia, and Patricia connected with me and a couple of others, and we kind of took it from there and just ran with it, and I thought it was a great idea. Who doesn't want to drink for a good cause? Mm-hmm. So here we are.
And that's what we're going to talk about today, is they're hosting a, what do you call this?
We called it a fundraiser, a wine tour fundraiser.
Fundraiser.
That's raising the roof in here.
It's sure
basically
am.
Every, I don't know, maybe I am excluding you in this, but every girl's dream, being able to have somebody that takes you around to all the local wineries.
It's a lot of men's dream, too. I think we're comfortable enough in our masculinity to be able to admit that. It's the dream,
Okay, so the concept here is on January 27th. That is a Saturday. Everyone can attend this. You don't have to be part of the Young Professionals group. Doesn't matter what age you are. Everyone, as long as you're 21, can attend, right?
And a chamber member, correct.
Okay, very good. And what you're going to do is take off from where?
We are starting at the Inn at Harbor Shores. We're going to meet there at 11:30 on Saturday the 27th. And we'll leave promptly at 12 o'clock, I believe is when we said, or maybe it was 11:45. We're going to be at the first winery by 12 o'clock. The first stop is going to be Contessa Wine Cellars. And then from there, we're going to hit 4 other stops, 12 Corners, Vineyard 2121. Our winery here in St. Joe, Lazy Ballerina, and then White Pine as well, which is right next door to us.
Now, listen to this. $100 gets you the transportation to each one of those 5 places.
Yes.
That in itself covers the cost, I think so. Because you can go in and then sample as much wine as you'd like, and you don't have to worry about driving afterwards, right?
Yep, exactly. All the tasting fees are included as well.
And the tasting fees are included. So that, it ranges. Maybe it's $5, maybe it's $10, you never know.
Different everywhere.
Yep, but that is waived, or that is part of your $100 as well. And then all of the proceeds then go back to where Pat comes in, right?
Yes, yes, at the Logan Autism Learning Center, yeah.
Okay, I wanted to learn a little bit more about the center, if you don't mind. And
yeah.
Then we'll wrap the interview up with kind of going back to how you can get involved and where can I get my tickets. So tell me, what do you do there?
Let's say first, Lindsay, that you know it's people like you, it's people like Lauren, it's people like Patricia who are the lifeblood of us, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of nonprofits struggle for that visibility, and it's thanks to you guys that we're going to get that. Thankful for you having us on today.
Yeah.
What we do at Logan, basically, is we provide applied behavior analysis therapy to people with an autism diagnosis,
okay.
Right? Which, you know, in layman's terms, I don't even have a mental health background. It's just fundraising. Basically means that our goal is to bring people with autism into our center and then have them leave ready to go to a general education classroom without support, or ready to take on a job, that kind of thing. And so, I mean, some of the success stories, I could go on and on, beam about them. I love all of the kids that we serve. I love all the people we serve. They're impossible to not love. But I hope everyone knows that that's what the money's going to, is to these kiddos and to these people who really deserve our support in Southwest Michigan, because we're the only not-for-profit center-based autism facility in Van Buren, in Berrien and Cass counties.
Okay,
so.
I'm going to break down all of everything you just told me.
Right.
If you're just now tuning in, we are talking about Logan Autism Learning Center, and this is where the proceeds for this fundraiser that they're doing on the 27th will go to. Where are you located?
On Nickerson Avenue in Benton Harbor. So for those of you that have lived here for a while, it used to be the Stump School. So
okay.
We bought the old Stump School from the Benton Harbor Area Schools. We actually just went through a $1.6 million renovation that we have about $100,000 left to raise on that, which is something we're particularly proud of because the people of Southwest Michigan believe in us so much. But it's a gorgeous facility. And I would say on the radio, too, that I'm very willing to give anyone and everyone who wants to a tour you want to meet the kids. It's a lot of fun. I think last time Patricia was on a tour, the kids might have broken out in song, and so it's I mean it really it's a ball if you're happy and you know clap your hands, that kind of thing. It's so much fun, so I would encourage anyone who's interested to reach out to Logan and ask me for a tour, because meeting the kids is really exceptional.
Now, is it mostly children then?
A lot of it is children, because a lot of the philosophy behind applied behavior analysis therapy is that the earlier you catch the diagnosis, the better off you're going to be. Although we'll take anyone of any age, and our clinical site director, Kristen Weir, who I would be remiss if I did not shout out, she is exceptional and has tons of data to prove that whatever age you are, you can come in and you're going to get all the love and support that you could possibly want at the center.
This might be a trick question, but how many, I guess, people do you help? I guess maybe throughout the year, just to say in a year.
So say this year, I guess this year just started. So let's go to 2017.
Yeah.
We touched more than 150 families in Fred Upton's congressional district. If you take 1 in 68, which is the rate at which the Center for Disease Control in the United States diagnoses autism, if you take that of the population of the three counties we serve, you actually have 4,180 people.
Oh yeah.
Right. So we're really proud of serving 150 people. But we want to get the word out to as many people as possible, and we want to make sure, you know, if you're walking in here, if you're walking into our center thinking, hey, my kid has autism, what do I do? We're certainly there for you. And again, I mean,
definitely as a support team, I'm sure as well. Maybe I just found this out and I don't know where to turn. I'm sure you could probably put them to the correct source, or if not, help them right away.
And again, I mean, you know, you walk into the center and you see Taisha, you see Pam, you see Kristen, who I was talking about earlier. I mean, these are the friendliest, most helpful faces of all time, maybe. I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say that. And they really deal with a lot of people like that who don't even know what the first step is. So they are pros, and I couldn't be prouder to work with them.
Well, Pat, I want to invite you back if you guys have anything, or even if you just want to come back and have an interview just completely about the center. I'd love to have you back.
We'd love to do that.
And if anyone's listening and really just wants to learn more, I'm sure that you have a great website or phone number we can call.
LoganCenter.org. Check us out. And so since LoganCenter.org, since we serve a lot of Michiana, you'll want to find the Southwest Michigan page within LoganCenter.org.
Okay.
But check that out there. There's a phone number on there. I think my email, my personal cell might even be on there.
Okay.
So, everyone can reach out. And like I said, tours are welcome to anyone, including yourself, Lindsay.
Yeah. Okay, very good. LoganCenter.org. And again, this is where all of the proceeds from the fundraiser are going to go. So I want to just recap the fundraiser. We kind of already touched base on it, but this is really cool. So January 27th, that is a Saturday. Going to meet at Inner Harbor Shores?
Correct.
Okay. And there's going to be a bus. Seats are probably limited, right?
Yes, we are limited to about 40 people.
Okay.
So
So just don't wait. It's only $100, and $100 for this is so cheap, because you're going to get the transportation, the parking. You don't got to worry about driving after you're sampling at these five different places. So they're making five different winery stops. Lauren, can you run me through those five?
Sure. Yep. We're going to start at Contessa Wine Cellars out in Coloma, and then we will go to 12 Corners Vineyards in Benton Harbor, Vineyard 2121 in Benton Harbor as well. And then we will finish up at Lazy Ballerina Winery in St. Joe and White Pine Winery, and then end up at the Inner Harbor Shores at the very end.
Now, even better, the $100 is even better in this case, because it also waives all of your tasting fees at each five of those stops. How do I get my ticket?
So you can go to the Cornerstone website, the events page. It is listed there, and you can register through there. You can also go to the Facebook page, or Facebook group that we have. Is that right? Facebook
Cornerstone group? Cornerstone Chamber Young Professionals.
Cornerstone.
You can find the info on how to get a hold of us there.
Okay, so Cornerstone Chamber Young Professionals.
Yep.
That is on Facebook.
On Facebook,
otherwise,
yep.
Just head to the Chamber's website. Anything else, Patricia?
No.
Okay.
Awesome. You guys do such a great job. I just get to stand here.
this is fun. And I mean, this is what I think goes to show what our young professionals are capable of coming up with, is not only something fun that people actually want to go and participate in and do it here locally, but then also all the proceeds will then go back to a really great cause. So thanks for doing Young Professionals, Patricia. Thanks for putting it all together and being a part of the group. And Pat, thanks for doing what you do and telling us about the center as well today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us. Means the world.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.